Hunter's Moon, written by Steve Gallagher. Episode 5. There is a question which every society at some time during its existence must ask itself. Because any society which develops a taste for the securities and comforts which can be gained from a high degree of organization usually goes the same way. It develops a technology. The question we have to ask is this. Knowing we can do it, can we attain the wisdom of knowing when to stop? When our powers were limited, we could meddle without fear of lasting danger. But a mature knowledge requires judgment and restraint. A mere appetite for knowledge is no longer sufficient. Consider when we set in motion a change in our environment, how the alteration may be minor, but the effect could be significant. And we may suddenly find that we are living in a world for which we are not adapted. The situation is even more precarious than this would make it seem. It isn't enough simply to dig in our heels and demand a return to simpler times. There are too many of us, and true to our ancestry, we've already begun to try to adapt. Eating bran and learning to knit is a petty and trivial way of deluding ourselves that we are returning to a simpler and somehow better way of life. There is no better way, for every regression, like every advance, has its penalty. Junk food and mass catering bring us obesity and cancer of the bowel. Medical care brings us overpopulation and famine. It is the mindless encouragement of the machines of commerce to keep giving, handing out more and better, together with the failure of the individual to examine what is offered, which doom his civilization. Marius found this blind streak and began to exploit it when he geared up the city ready to serve the off-worlders. But as he lied, so he was deceived. Randall was sent off to the Ice Palace, but he didn't stay for long. Within the space of 2 shifts, he and Lobo had found the shuttle landing pad that was concealed at the far end of the pipe network, and had ridden the shuttle to the massive off-worlder craft in the company of the simulacrum Mitchell, a gross parody of a man scanned from the dying memory of the central command computer. Once on the off-world ship, Randall and Lobo were gathered in with ease. When they came to wreck their simulacrum guard, they found how formidable these offense troops were likely to be. Now, in Marius's quarters, as the counselor's body empties itself of blood and the marionette stands silently by, it seems that Randall faces recapture.
This is a dead ship. You could roam over it forever and find nothing of help or value.
It's Morden! Hostage, Randall!
I'm not alone. You listen to me whether you want to or not.
That's right. I'll make sure of it.
The Mitchell robot. Have you come to betray us again?
Come in and close the door behind us.
Yes, Morden.
From what I heard outside, I assume Marius is dead. Am I right?
His head's nearly off.
It was a foolish and ill-judged action. Now we're forced headlong into a path I would have preferred to have time to consider.
Oh, save us more speeches. Turn us over to Valum and have done with it.
I've no intention of turning you over to anybody.
Let the robot do it, then. It's his speciality.
I never gave you away, Randall. Valum read the guilt in my face and tricked me.
Ah, what does it matter? Turn where we're like, we're dead.
Listen to me, both of you. The WEC are poised to mobilize as soon as the field tests are finished on their simulacrum ground commander. Once they've made their move, they can't be stopped.
A proud moment for you.
Oh, drop the bitter pose, Randall. It's holding us up. Sometime soon, they're going to find out that you've wrecked the Pearson model and escaped. And then there'll be another sweep operation, and you'll be gathered in as easily as last time. I won't be able to help you then.
What kind of help can I expect now? All I see is a turncoat counselor and a robot too dim to follow its own train of thought.
Throw me all the insults you like, Randall. They can't touch me now.
I don't have time to argue with you, Randall. And you don't have any choice but to believe me. As your friend said, turn any other way and you're dead.
Morden's no traitor.
I've been working with the full agreement of Chandler to uncover Marius and search for a weakness in the proposed operation. Killing Marius has ruined all that.
Marius wasn't here for a debriefing. He was here to be patterned, and then we were going to kill him.
He recruited me because he needed my vote on the council. Nothing else.
If that's true, Morden, and I'm not saying I think it is, then you're a fool to trust Mitchell. He's got no loyalty of any kind.
None you could inspire, Randall. You grudgingly agreed to allow me the use of somebody else's name. What did you really expect in return?
But don't be ridiculous. You don't swap philosophies with a machine.
This is as far as we go, Morden.
What do you mean?
I'll trust Lobo, but if you want me to help you proceed, Randall's out.
What do you mean? Proceed with what?
Please, Mitchell. We need Randall.
Am I supposed to believe what I'm hearing, Morden? That's an alien machine you're talking to.
That's where you're wrong, Randall. And it's the price of your inclusion from now on. I'm not trading favors for a name anymore. You've got to recognize me as a man.
Morden, you've got some control over this thing. Give it a kick.
I suggest you take Mitchell more seriously. I'm prepared to defer to him on this.
Oh, come on.
Does it really matter what he is or isn't? It's what he thinks he is that matters. That's what he wants recognition for.
Birdseed, a tin man's a tin man, and all the self-delusion in the world won't change it.
There's hardly any metal in me. I'm as real as you are.
And just as stubborn. May I point out that our time is limited?
We do nothing else until I've had an answer.
What about it, Randall?
I don't understand what you want of me. I can't manufacture an attitude and pull it on like a snowsuit.
I don't expect you to. But you start by treating me as an equal, however much it goes against the grain. Think before you speak. And if the truth doesn't come out right, lie to me. I'll meet you halfway and pretend to believe it. In the end, we'll have made a new truth just by trying.
Oh, that's tin logic for you.
Start by apologizing for that.
All right. I apologize, Mitchell. Is that what you want?
It'll do as a beginning.
Does that mean we're going along with their story?
Well, why not? If we're set down to die anyway, the worst we can do is make fools of ourselves.
We four represent the only hope for the city.
What about them? Marius's broken dolls.
Marionettes are useless. Forget about them.
We've got to find a way to make a strike at the heart of the operation. And it will have to be fast.
It will also have to be a miracle. We lack even the most basic strategic information.
Ah, not anymore. Tell him, Mitchell.
Well, they've finished with the shuttle and sealed it into the vacuum dock as a safeguard against any escape attempts from what they call blood bags. Because I'm simulacrum, I don't need atmosphere, and I let myself in through an airlock. I stripped out some of the paneling and linked myself into the navigation hookup. Through that, I was able to draw information from the banks in the WECT's main computers. Specifically, I got details of the ship layout and the search programs. When I left the dock, I jammed the airlock door. The air should bleed in and slowly bring it up to pressure.
You get anything we can use?
We can use the shuttle itself if we have to. I think I can use the links to override the automatics.
I don't think that's what he meant.
I know what he meant. The answer's yes. But it's going to be harder than you can expect.
Nobody's saying it's going to be easy.
I know. But this isn't the WECT ship.
What?
Then, where the hell are we?
We're on board a derelict. It's being towed about 2 miles behind the real WECT ship.
What for?
Well, number one, they outgrew it generations ago. Two, they never waste anything. Like any stable civilization, they're expanding. But where can they go? It's part of the survival pattern to accumulate processed materials and build bigger ships. From this one, they raided systems and built their present world. And now they have this one in tow, and another even bigger world under construction at the other end of the chain.
It's staggering.
You should see it from outside. They'll strip this ship out to fit the new one before they move into it. And then the whole process will begin again. They use the derelicts as exercise grounds for the simulacra.
The prisons just get bigger.
He's right. We can't do anything in an abandoned hulk.
Wait a minute. We all know how long it takes to move between systems. What kind of timescales involved?
I don't know. They sleep between systems, and the ship does all the work. The subjective timescale's meaningless.
It's 30 years from here to the nearest star, and that assumes you've chosen it as the destination. If you're only cruising, fishing for traces, you'd have to think in terms of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of years.
There's no way of telling.
You got an idea?
No, but consider it. The ship on the other end of the line must have one hell of a finely balanced ecology. What would it take to tip it over?
You're talking about genocide.
I'm talking about survival. How's the ship powered?
Conversion of radiant energy, solar power.
Isn't that unreliable?
Obviously nuclear power's out of the question. When they woke up, the isotopes would have degenerated into lead. They only need power when they're in a star system and ready to exploit. In between stars, they're hibernating and conserving. Get near to a sun, and the ship wakes up.
Who's running the show? The Weck or the ship?
The ship. Definitely the ship.
What does that mean?
The ship's programming is so elaborate that the Weck only have to do as they're told. How would you like having to fall out of your bunk after 1,000 years and immediately have to gear up for industrial production?
I'm beginning to worry about Valum. I think we should move.
And not yet. Not until we've got some kind of design.
Fancy name for one of your plans.
All right, so it's true. Every time we've moved so far, it's been without a real long-term purpose. And look what's happened to us.
Deeper in the crap with every step.
Right. Morden, you say you need me. You're right. But you've got to let me lead. My main value is that I'm elite, and I can't handle it any other way.
Think hard before you answer.
What choice do I have?
Ah, that's better. Go on, Mitchell.
I'm bursting with data. You'll have to give me some indication of what you need to know.
We've got the power source. We can't hit them through that. Unless we could come up with some way to turn off the sun.
A little too drastic, perhaps.
What about propulsion?
Pretty weak. They hardly have to worry about escape velocities because they never enter a close orbit. Maneuvering is slow because of the ship's mass. Like everything else, there's no central point we can strike at.
There's got to be. What about the strategic centers?
They are concentrated. They're also in the middle of a heavily defended area.
Defended by what?
Weck. Their quarters are all around it.
Tell me more about their hibernation.
Well, when the ship's got what it wants, it moves on. Far enough from the sun, the power cuts out and the temperature drops. As far as I can see, it's completely automatic, and they've no control over it.
Same system as the Ice Palace.
In which case, the Weck are prisoners rather than conquerors. The ship is the real enemy organism.
They found Pearson. We've got seconds before they start the sweep.
Quick, then. I'm getting an idea, but I'm going to need more details. Can we get to the shuttle? And if we do, can we use it to leave this ship?
I told you, I think I can override the automatics. But the simulacra have got armed cruisers, which are much faster.
Ah, that doesn't matter.
Try saying that when you're so much debris.
As long as it buys us time and gets us out of Valum's reach.
You can reach a long way with a laser.
You'd rather be patterned and strangled.
I'd rather be home.
I wouldn't argue, but it's out of my hands.
Out of all our hands now. We've left it too late. We'll never reach the shuttle. Not now that Valum's on our trail.
Valum!
Not now, Mosky. Pearson's been wrecked, and I'm starting the sweep for Randall.
But it's urgent. You're to go to Compoint and speak to the Weck direct.
Why?
I think they've heard the alarms. They want to know what's going on.
Strange. It's only another exercise. Take over for me, Mosky.
You want me to direct the operation?
No, I won't be long, but you can deploy the units along the corridor end. Valum here. You wanted me.
Pearson is wrecked.
That's right, but the situation's in hand.
We have to trust your capabilities. How did it happen?
It was stupid, and he was tricked. There's no need for you to worry. It's all in hand.
No doubt. The ship respects your abilities, Valum. But beware of Randall.
Why?
He showed himself dangerous, and our affairs are in a delicate state. Pearson will regenerate himself, given time. But further hindrances are unthinkable.
Do you want Randall killed or patterned?
Killed. Definitely killed.
I'll do it myself. It'll give me pleasure.
You are cold, Valum. It does you great credit.
Thank you.
Do you have no worries at the idea of exploiting your parent race?
Simulacra owe nothing to blood bags. We're loyal to the Weck.
Serve the ship, then. And return to your search. Do not fail.
Do we ever?
What's the delay? Blood bags on the loose!
Salem's still talking to the Weck. Nobody moves until she gets back.
Stand down, Mosky. I'm ready to take over. What pattern have you taken?
Every third corridor, alternate levels. Homing on footsteps and voices. Complete encirclement.
What about Pearson's place in the pattern?
New man taking over.
Where is he?
Hey, you! Over here.
What's your name?
My name's Willis.
You know what we're doing here?
I think so.
What then?
We're hunting some men.
Does the idea bother you?
No.
It shouldn't. They're rebellious throwbacks, and they threaten the grand design. Listen and watch for them, and when you find them, call me. And be careful. They know how to hurt us.
I'll be careful.
Back to your position, then, and wait for the signal.
The longer we wait, Valum, the wider we'll have to spread the net. They've got a whole empty ship to run around in.
Or an empty world. Let them run far and give us sport. Is everybody on the line?
Standing by.
Start to move. Report to me at the first indication.
We don't know how long ago Pearson was damaged. They might be out of the sector.
We'll know soon enough. If they are, good. The forces need a challenge.
Can we cover the whole ship on our own?
Of course we can. It's a cylinder, 10 miles long and 4 miles around. Where are they going to go?
This is Willis. I think I'm getting a signal from... Wait a minute. I can't read the symbol on the wall.
Describe it.
Well, it's a reversed S. Mm. Followed by three lines on their sides.
That's three levels in from the outer skin. You should have felt a drop in gravity as you ascended towards it.
That's right.
What do you hear?
Footsteps.
How do you know they're not our own?
They're non-synchronous.
Oh, that's good. Any voices?
No.
Don't approach them. Wait until we got a circle together and blocked every escape route.
I'm on the fourth level inwards, Valen, and I can hear them coming towards me.
Stay where you are. Willis, you can start to follow, but slowly. I want everybody else to get themselves up to the third level.
They're moving towards the center of the ship. Two more levels and they'll emerge onto the inner surface.
They won't get as far as that. Follow me, Mosky.
Where are we going?
Level four. They're pinned down in the sector marked by the reverse S. I want to be there when we close in on Randall.
I'm getting a clearer reading on those footsteps. It looks like there are at least four people coming towards me.
Four? There were only two blood bags on board.
Four if you include the counselors. I'll carry on up. You go back and check their chambers.
Right.
Willis here. They seem to have stopped.
Where?
The symbols are six on its side, followed by the same three horizontal strokes.
Then we've got them. They've gone down a dead end. Have they made any move to turn back, Willis?
They haven't passed me.
There's no other way out.
Valen, it's Mosky.
Any sign of the counselors?
Morden's gone. Marius is dead. That means one of us must be moving with them.
No, not one of us. Mitchell. There's only him sufficiently stupid. I'll wreck him after I've killed Randall.
Do you need help?
Willis can cover me. The rest of you stand ready to move in if you're needed.
Stand by.
Another thing before you move in, Valen. The marionettes have gone.
What?
The marionettes. The prototype simulacra you gave to Marion.
I know what they are. Where have they gone?
There's no sign. Do you think it's important?
You're a fool, Mosky. And I strongly suspect that I may be an even bigger one. Come on, Willis.
Come where?
Round this corner and into the dead end. See what kind of blood bags we've trapped. Damn, double damn.
What's the matter?
Balaam.
Orders, Balaam.
Our one desire is to serve.
What are they?
Dumb slaves without brains or will. Hardly better than men. They've been used as decoys.
You said we should let the blood bags run far and give us sport.
Shut up, Mosky.
How long have we got before they round up the marionettes and come for us?
Not long. You've seen how fast they are.
Are you sure they can't instruct the marionettes to repeat our conversation?
Absolutely sure. They obeyed me because I'm simulacrum. Valen can't countermand an instruction which told them to forget. But take out that panel there.
What, this one?
It's the shuttle guidance system. It's the one I have to link into.
Then you'll be able to fly the shuttle?
More than that. I'll be the shuttle. Machine-machine interface. Not something I'm too proud of.
Swallow your pride. This is a trick too valuable to do without.
I warned you, Randall.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm only recognizing that we need you. Isn't that what you want?
It'll do for now. Now, leave me alone. I've got to concentrate.
Something's bothering me, Mitchell.
Didn't you hear him?
I can't get my mind away from this.
It'll have to wait.
It may be important. Look, we've all been talking about the WEC, and nobody's even asked what they look like.
Oh, does it matter?
Well, it might. What if they're 2 inches long and hiding all around us?
Because their ship was built for bodies slightly smaller than ours. Their doors, stairs, and ladders are all like the types we already know. They breathe a similar mix of air to us. They've got similar survival drives to ours.
And a damn big ship which tells them what to do. You make them sound so like us, I'm not sure I'd be able to tell us apart.
Oh, now you're being ridiculous.
Reptiles.
What?
They're like reptiles, cold-blooded and scaly. Their temperature follows that of their surroundings, and there's a threshold below which the hibernation pattern's triggered. Now, can I please get on with setting up the launch?
Well, I was only curious. I thought reptiles didn't hibernate.
Does it matter at this stage?
Can you two stop arguing for a minute and watch the airlocks for me?
How will we see them?
I'm trying to get control to open the viewing shutters for you. There.
Well, all I can see is wall on this side.
I can see the airlocks. They're the same as we left them.
No sign of the simulacrum.
Not so far. Wait a minute. The wheel in the center of the airlock door.
The manual override.
It's turning. They're coming for us.
Grab something and hang on tight. We've got no time for the niceties of an orderly launch, so I'm going to send the emergency signal to blow the outer bay doors into vacuum.
Oh, I should make a nice display.
If it works.
You mean it might not?
Nothing's impossible.
In that case, is it too late for us to apologize?
Damn right. Here goes the order.
What was that?
The airlock was full of simulacra. The inner door burst open and they were sucked past us into outer space.
One of the bodies hit the ship. I've lost the forward sensors. I can't see my way out of the door.
Keep going as you are, but raise the nose. Higher.
No, we haven't got the speed for a fine correction. I can't bring her any higher.
I've lost sight of the edge, but we're still too low.
It'll have to do.
We're clear on this side.
My God. What's the matter? Somebody tell me.
It's the sight of the ship. We're like a tin fly falling away from it.
It seems to be going on forever. It's filling the screen on this side.
You're at the wrong angle. I can sight along it to the next ship. Even bigger. And there's the skeleton of another in a line beyond that.
I've got the far edge now. The stars are coming up beyond it.
We took some damage when we scraped out of the dock. I don't know how much without sensors.
As long as we can hold together long enough for Balaam to get her fast cruisers mobilized, it's academic.
But will she chase the shuttle when it's empty?
We've got to hope so. Everything depends on us getting back into the world ship without being noticed.
Muskie, where are you?
Muskie was in the airlock when they blew the bay doors, Balaam. He's gone.
How many have we lost?
Five, including Muskie.
I don't know how they got that shuttle moving, but it's going to be their coffin. Everybody to the cruisers for target practice. You, Willis.
Yes, Balaam.
Take Muskie's place. That means you follow me round and do as you're told, all right?
Yes, Balaam.
And try to be a better machine than Muskie was.
Yes, Balaam.
Fulstro, what's the situation with the rats?
Not bad. A couple more days' work, that's all.
We haven't got a couple of days.
What do you mean?
I've just come from the beacon. We're getting a reflection from the icebreaker.
How soon?
It's not possible. It's more than possible. It's true. We've got about an hour to get ready.
We haven't finished lashing the pontoon.
I can't do anything about that. Tie them up as best you can and get them launched.
Hey, wait a minute, kid. I'm riding one of those things, and I'm not too keen on the idea of being dumped in the frozen slush that buzzes for water out there.
Scared, Berg?
Now, what sort of a crack is
that? If you don't like it, step down or replace you myself.
Berg gives his place to nobody. He also isn't as stupid as he looks.
Shut up, Berg.
You've taken the kid's side again.
I'm taking nobody's side. The icebreaker only an hour away. We can't afford to start fighting among ourselves.
I've been here so many years, I've forgotten how long. For the sake of waiting a couple more months, we could screw up the plan now for lack of preparation. Then when the breaker comes back, if it comes back, you can be sure the damn shielding we're all relying on to be missing will have been replaced.
We're not as unready as that.
What's the matter, Berg? You starting to like the old place?
You've got a nerve.
Damn right we have. We've all been whipped up into a frenzy of hope and we're coasting on the highest given us. Even Palmer here has been taking shifts out on the ice without being pressured or rusted or forced.
Listen to Kohlenberg, and then look at us. All right, so we're pretty miserable specimens by your standards. We aren't big and we aren't tough and we can't spit nails like you. We're riding a wave of guts and it won't last.
I'm going to be on that raft next to you. I don't like the idea of it being unfinished any more than you. But I know I'll like it even less when the first enthusiasm wears off. For me, it's now or never.
That goes for all of us. We're chasing a dream of freedom, Berg, and dreams don't stand up to lengthy examination. Not for us, anyway.
A shabby Kohlenberg's as ready as the rest of you. He just likes to argue, isn't that right?
If you say so. Can hardly move in this place for worms turning.
Yeah, that's a point. I've never seen the whelm in ages.
He hasn't been working on the rafts or the grapples.
No, he's been sitting in his office in the dark ever since we stopped working the rafters. He won't come out.
Good. Leave the runt where he is.
Never mind the worm. Let's get the rafts on the water.
Ahoy! Ice Palace!
We hear you.
You ready to receive supplies?
Certainly are.
Where are your loaders?
You see, he's suspicious already.
Quiet. We are the loaders.
Are you sure about that? These crates are heavy.
We're stronger than we look.
Oh, he doesn't believe us. He's going back into the ship.
Killoran, what are we going to do now?
Don't look at me. He mustn't know I'm hiding here.
But he's not going to believe us. He's used to seeing the strongest men waiting to unload. And then he gets confronted by a couple of shrimps like us.
Just speak for yourself. Stop whittering and try to look tough.
I was trying.
Puffing your chest up and sticking your backside out doesn't fool anybody. It makes you look deformed.
What else could we do?
Be mean and confident.
I think I can manage mean.
And what if he still doesn't believe us?
What does it matter? Keep him talking until Bulstrode and the others signal you from the deck above. They need time to bring themselves alongside and climb up through the gap in the shield.
But how long's that going
to How take? Should I know?
But he's got a gun, killer.
Which isn't dangerous until it's fired. Carry on as you are. He may drop it through laughing.
But this is serious. Somebody could be killed.
So keep him talking until we get a signal and I can use the grapple to drag him down the ramp.
He's back.
Are you the only man available for unloading?
That's right. We were rusted.
It's a heavy consignment. I honestly don't think you'll be able to manage it.
Everybody else is sick. We've got something wrong with the yeast.
I've spoken to the captain, but he refuses to let me come down and help you. I'm sorry.
Nice of you to offer. We'll have to manage.
We've taken the bridge. Go get him, kid! What was that? What's going on up there?
Find the grapple! Get me that gun!
I've got it! Follow me up the ramp and into the ship!
What, go on without me.
Ah!
Look what you did to the boy. Your iron hoop went straight through his shoulder. I'm not leaving him like that.
It was necessary.
It isn't necessary to leave him in agony. I'll catch you.
Don't wait too long. Any minute now, the doors will open and the rest of the bars will be coming on board.
Go on!
Keep your hands where we can see them and don't try anything.
I wasn't even thinking of it.
That's good, Captain. You don't want to be a hero. There's nobody watching anyway.
That would take a lot of the satisfaction out of it. What do you think you're going to gain by this?
We're men of simple pleasures, Captain. We only want to go home.
And how do you think you're going to get there?
Stop screwing around, Cap. You're going to take us.
That's a pretty one-sided bargain.
It's a cruel world.
I don't see why you should enjoy my cooperation for nothing.
We're not exactly without trade goods. If you take us back, you get continuing good health. Between us, we know some fairly nasty ways of damaging a man.
Besides which, if we don't go back, you don't go back. Well done, Bulstrode.
Farmer was the first over the side. He found a bridge.
We pulled a mate out of the cargo hold and disarmed him. We've come up through the ship.
It's just as we thought. A two-man crew and a lot of robot aids and automatics. Set the ship going and it runs itself.
There you are, Captain. You're not as precious as you think.
But you still need me to set it all up.
What's he talking about? He's trying to fix up some kind of deal.
A deal? What does he think this is?
I'll have a safe career ruined because of this. I want some kind of compensation.
You expect me to talk fair terms after the way you abandoned me on the last run?
I'm paying for that now, aren't I?
You haven't started yet.
Give him the works. Feed him to Berg.
What are you saying about me?
Thank you, Lauren. What about the kid down below?
Don't worry about him.
He got messed up.
Dead?
Not that messed up.
So who's with him?
Doc stayed behind. He's taking the grapple line out of his shoulder.
Where did you get all this equipment?
Crates, staples and wire. The secret of our success. Now, are you going to fire up all this clapped out machinery or do we follow Palmer's suggestion and feed you to Berg?
Let me at you.
You, what was that?
I don't know. It sounded bad.
If you're trying to mess us around, mate, I'll just...
Why should I? It's my neck as well.
Can anybody hear me up there?
Where's that coming from?
It's the intercom. The switch is behind you.
What's going on down there?
I was on the detail searching all the cargo holds, and I found this trail of blood. I followed it and found the first officer messing with some controls on a panel. I stopped him, but I couldn't reset them. Now something's blown on the other side of the bulkhead.
Any sign of Doc?
None. Is he supposed to be here?
You didn't mess the kid up enough.
Oh, we'll want to get to him.
In the meantime, I don't want to be pessimistic, but if these readouts are correct, we've got no stabilizers on the starboard side.
What does that mean?
It means, basically, that we're going nowhere.
Hunter's Moon was written by Steve Gallagher.